Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every Sunday, gets you ready for the week ahead, and as I said, it's free. So check that out at jbsba.com. And don't forget all the other things you can do there, including find out more about our guest and our friend Karen Post, who is the branding diva. She's one of our top branding experts in our brain trust, and she's got her book is almost ready to ship. She's our good friend. Karen Post, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations. You finally, this long-awaited book is almost ready to go, isn't it?
I know. It's like birthing a baby. It's about 2 years.
What's now the book's going to be available in November.
It is.
Tell us the name of it.
It's called Brain Tattoos, Creating Unique Brands That Stick on Your Customers' Minds.
All right. And that is a book that you and I've been encouraging you to get done, and I'm glad you did. And you're going to launch it on the show in November,
aren't you? That's right. And it's a great how-to for companies and professionals on how to brand bigger and better.
All right.
Grander results.
One of the things that I know you work on, Karen, and that you want to talk to us about today is this idea of a personal brand. I said earlier in the show when I told the audience you were going to join us and we were going to talk about this, I made this statement, and you tell me if you think it's over the top or not. Every human being on planet Earth has a personal brand. The only difference is what you do with it.
That's correct. We all do. Just by being alive, walking around, conducting ourselves, how we deal with people and business transactions, we all have a natural brand. But the key is being conscious of your brand and having your brand work with you to achieve your personal and professional goals. That's the key.
Years ago, when I worked for Xerox back in the 70s, early 80s, I tried really hard to develop good relationships with my customers, and I knew that I had done a pretty good job, or I felt like I had, when they would call me and say, Jim, I've got a competitor's proposal here. Would you come over and help me evaluate it? One of my competitors.
That's great.
Me to evaluate. So at that moment, even though I was working for Xerox, I carried their card. I was a personal brand in their mind, wasn't I?
You sure were, and are a great personal brand today.
Well, but the point that I was trying to make there is that as an employee, you are the customers who like seeing you come in their door, the customers who call you and look to you to help them solve a problem or whatever it might be. That if you're a clerk in a small store, the people who come back and ask for you, they've just said to you that they're looking for your personal brand.
Right, because a brand is what people carry around in their mind. It's what they think about you when they see you. It's how they feel when they talk to you on the telephone, and it's what they expect when they ask you to do something or they select you over another person to do something. The same principles that apply to branding products mm-hmm. apply to branding people. Because as people, we sell, we pitch, and we try to persuade, just like physical products that you see in the grocery store chain. And so the idea is to follow the same principles that apply to product branding. You've got to know who you are and make some decisions. You can't be everything to everybody. You've got to find people who want what you have and connect to them emotionally. You've got to be unique, and everyone has got unique things about themselves. It's like snowflakes. No two snowflakes alike, no two people alike. You've got to deliver a good experience, and then you've got to communicate your brand to the world. And you can do that in a variety of different ways, depending on, again, what your position is within your career, whether you're an entry-level person or you're a CEO of a company. Your brand is very, very important. It not only will give you access to more opportunities, it serves as a magnet, and it draws other people who believe in your purpose and will help you get more things done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very powerful business activity as you're planning your career and trying to achieve your goals.
And
go ahead.
I was just going to say, and isn't it important that we learn how to not only to develop it, but how to flex it like a muscle almost?
Absolutely, absolutely. And people need to understand that UCLA did a study years ago on how people get their first impressions. 55% of the first impression is visual. So that means how you dress, what your business accessories
right.
are like, what your presentations are like, all of those visual things. 55%, that's a big number. Then the next one, 38%, is the tone in the space that you acquire. So when you walk into a room, do you stand with confident posture? Or are you slumped over and is your voice sounding small? That's the second place that they get the impression. And the third one is only 7%, and those are the actual words that you speak.
Hmm.
So if you're spending a lot of time jamming out and figuring out the words, that is important, but what's most important is the visual communication that projects your brand.
How many times have you heard a speaker who looked okay, And you knew that they had something to say that you wanted to hear, but when they opened their mouth, they had not learned how to project. They had not learned any of the communication skills that the good speakers have, and you were underwhelmed just by the way they delivered their message.
Absolutely. You know, and a good analogy to that, if you're on the telephone with someone and you've got a problem and you're having a bad day, now if you hear a voice that sounds weak and insecure, aren't you more likely to maybe not be as polite to that person versus if you hear someone on the phone that sounds confident, like they know what's going on? You know, the whole attitude and the whole relationship between these two parties changes dramatically just by that mental impression that you get when you hear from their voice.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, we're going to take a quick break now, Karen, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Karen about the brand that is us in our businesses. We know we have corporate brands, our company brand. What about us as owners? And I'm going to ask Karen, should we help our employees develop their own personal brand? 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Karen Post. She is the branding diva and the author of the upcoming book, Brain Tattoos. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. And I'm glad Karen Post is here, too, because she always has great things to tell us. Karen is the Branding Diva. Karen, give us your website, please.
My website is www.brandingdiva.com.
What's a diva, Karen?
A diva is someone who is the CEO of their own destiny.
With a little attitude.
That's right. They don't wait for things to happen. They go make things happen. And if you happen to be a male, then you could be a diva dude.
Oh, is that a diva dude? That doesn't have the same ring.
No, but you know, someone asked me that one day, so I had to come up with something.
My wife would just say, you're just a guy.
Yeah, that's right. A guy trying to keep up with the divas.
That's exactly right. I gave up on that a long time ago. Karen, let's talk about the importance for a minute of not only having a brand that is our company brand, but having a brand, balancing that brand with the brand of the owner of the company. The
absolutely.
Personal brand.
Or any employee. In the ultimate great situation, a person's values and personal brand should align to the business brand. If there's a big disconnect, that person's probably not happy in that organization and really should look for different opportunities. But in the perfect world, those will align, and then they work together. But people and their brand get the same type of benefits that business brands do. When you're branded well, you have more propensity to make higher compensation versus someone who does not brand, who people do not really know what they do. You also will attract more business opportunities. You'll have more access to greater business opportunities and other cool people that are doing things. And you create loyalty, just like a product brand. A personal brand creates a loyalty, and that's very important in conducting business and personal relationships in the world today.
Well, the thing that I have thought about over the years is I've contemplated this branding idea, and I really like your idea of the brain tattoo. By the way, folks, that's the name of our book that's going to be out in November, Brain Tattoos, is that whenever somebody thinks about what I do, that the tattoo that appears into their mind that's already been seared on their brain, as you say, is either my name, maybe my face, maybe the face of one of my employees. Because once I see that, if the customer has had a good experience, once they see that, that's what they see as their paradigm for solving their whatever it is that they need.
That's right.
It's not so much the product, it's the person who can deliver that product.
Right, because people, they don't buy products. They buy from people that can solve their problems or add
right.
to their life.
Because more and more every day, the products and services that we consume are commodities. You can get
That's
the same
right.
thing anywhere.
That's right.
So the question is not what whether I've got anything special. The question is can I deliver what I have specially?
That's right.
Customized.
And Jim, a great way for your listening audience to assess where their personal brand is today is for them to just pay attention when they're in a meeting and they're introduced to the rest of the folks in the meeting. How are they introduced? Or if they're at a cocktail party or a networking event, and even they're with one of their friends or a peer, you know, how do they introduce them to the rest of the people? And if it's something that's really not who you are, well, then that means you've got work to do on your brand. And there's a few things that I recommend when you're thinking through your personal brand is, number one, just like with a business, you've got to have documented personal and professional short-term and long-term goals. Because as you're building your brand, you want to make sure that they are aligning to where you want to be. So this brand is doing something. So it's not just something that you have, but it's actually working with you. And then you've got to have a plan on how you're going to grow and build your brand and how you're going to get the word out. And then some very
Can I stop you for 1 second?
Sure.
Karen, folks, if you don't do what Karen is saying, it's not a matter of whether your brand will be developed and identified, because that's going to happen regardless. The question is, are you going to be the one developing and identifying it, or is somebody else going to be maybe your competition?
That's right.
It's not a matter of whether your brand is known, whether your personal brand is known and being identified in the marketplace. The question is, who's doing it? Is it you or is it somebody else?
Right, and you want to have control over that outcome and what sticks in the mind of your markets. And that can happen by how you write your business letters, you know, the style that you select, how you make presentations.
Can I throw another one out there, Karen?
Sure.
Your name, ladies and gentlemen, is important.
Absolutely.
And it really distresses me, Karen, when I hear people mispronouncing someone's name and somebody says, no, it's pronounced this way. And the owner of the name will say, oh, don't worry about it, however you want to say it. And you know what I say to them? I stop them and I say, no. It needs to be said the way you want it to be said.
That's right, because it's the name of your product. Just like, you know, if you're buying a Porsche, you want to pronounce it right.
Exactly.
You know,
Karen,
you don't want to say
I got about 15 seconds. Last thought.
Okay. Okay, be conscious of your brand. Have a plan. Think of yourself just like you are a product on the shelf, because you're competing and you want to control that brain tattoo that ends up in the minds of your markets. And then everything else you do will be much easier and you'll be more successful.
The website is brandingdiva.com. The book
That's
is Brain
right.
Tattoos, and we're going to be talking about that later on. Thank you, Karen, for being here. Good job today.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
See
Bye.
You next time. Quick break, 29 after, right back with Judy Lawrence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.